A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really good. We couldn't tell last week when you left the show if you were really mad or just really upset.
It's a little bit of both, honestly. I mean, it was a surprise to me because I had never been in the bottom three before.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you have that kind of warning. Most people who've gone, they've been in the bottom three before, and then they go. So it was a little bit surprising, and I really wanted to be there this week for Frank Sinatra, and I've been looking forward to that for a long time because it was one of the themes that we knew about in advance. And so I was just disappointed, I guess, above all.
Was some of the madness based on, sort of like you think you should still be in it, that there are still some people in the competition that aren't as good as you?
No, I wouldn't say that, especially because we're all so different that you can't even compare us, really. It's comparing apples and oranges when you look at all of us, and I think that's what makes this season great. But it is just that disappointment that you start to wonder, well, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? And if they gave me another chance next week, then I could have proved that I should still be here. But you can't let yourself think about that because it's out of your hands. And there's nothing I can do now to change it. So you just have to accept it and appreciate it for what it is. And I do appreciate the entire experience very much.
Siobhan from American Idol joining the Burt Show this morning.
Hey, Siobhan, I've heard that you've got tattoos of Hanson and Hole because you like both of those bands so much and they influence you. Why is it that Hanson is so influential in your music life?
I have loved Hanson since I was about 6 years old. I remember the first time I ever heard them. I was in the car with my aunt, and I heard Mbop, and it just... something happened. Something magical happened, and I was in love. And, I spent that whole summer with MTV on waiting for the music video to come on. It would come on, every hour, pretty much, and back when MTV played music. And... something happened that I just loved them right off the bat, and their music is so positive and inspiring to me, and it has always been that. A lot of people kind of, as they fell a bit off the radar and people couldn't get past the whole Mbop thing, I never let go of that, and if you go and you listen to the music that they came out with after that, as they matured and became more talented as musicians, it's incredible what they've done. They've only gotten better, as most musicians do. And there's just something about them being family and the music that they make together that you don't find a lot. Their voices together, it's like they blend perfectly because they're related. And
wow.
Their music is just so passionate and I've always had that, and it's always been something that it's there for me. I knew that if I needed to be in a better mood or if I need to get pumped up for performance or anything like that, I know I can count on Hanson's music to make me feel better. And, you can't say that about just any band.
Right.
Have you ever met those guys?
I haven't met them in person yet, and, a lot of other Hanson fanatics might think that that's weak or that that's strange because... there's a lot of people who would wait for hours outside of their tour bus or something like that. But I always have this idea that it was so precious to me that it couldn't be, I couldn't be just another screaming girl outside their tour bus. Like, it had to be more special, and I always, mm-hmm. I always imagined that when I met them, it would have to be just right, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think you need to start a Hanson tribute band.
I would love to.
Nothing but Hanson songs. You as the lead singer.
That'd be awesome.
It has not been done yet. You have a niche in the market right now. Totally.
What are the name for the Hanson people? Like the, you
like
know,
the, like the fans, fan, super fans.
The fan
yeah, the
group.
Super fans, like the Claymates of the Hanson.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a name. Fansons, that works.
There you
Hanson.
Go.
Fanson. That's pretty good.
Right, it's done. Hey, Siobhan, we need a little insight here because we're going to be in L.A. in a couple of weeks, and Wendy here on the show mm-hmm. loves Casey James.
I do.
And what we're hoping to do is set her up in an interview, and what we want to do is find out as much about him as possible so she could slyly sort of work these things that we already know that will work with him into the conversation.
Yeah.
So what is it you can tell us about him that would help her in that conversation?
Oh, Casey. He's a funny guy. He's different from anybody I've met, probably. Don't play pool with him.
Okay, why is that?
You won't like him anymore.
Really?
He's so good.
Yeah, he's from Texas, and apparently people from Texas have their own special way of playing pool that means they're allowed to cheat.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
And the one time I tried to play pool with him, it was like he was playing this whole nother game that he decided not to explain to me until there were about three balls left. And I was like, wait, I thought you were solids, but okay, apparently not. And I don't know, it wasn't so much fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to like him, I advise that you don't play pool with him.
Now, you mentioned him being from Texas. Does he have a lot of Texas pride? Because Wendy's from Texas, too.
I am from Texas.
So is that a connection they could make?
Probably, yeah. He does have Texas pride. You know, he does things that I guess are very Texan. He's always talking about cooking hot dogs.
I can make him hot dogs.
Okay,
hot dogs.
Something
perfect.
Interesting.
Is there special things that he likes to eat on his hot dogs, like ketchup, mustard? Something I should stay away from?
He sure does talk about it a lot.
Really? Okay.
That's yeah, really right. Good. You should be able to work that
it's
in
perfect. I can bring a Texas flag and a hot dog.
There you go. All right, Siobhan, we appreciate your time. We're sorry you're not on the show anymore, but we look forward to seeing you in Atlanta on tour for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Siobhan. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The Burt Show.